This is 31 Days of Blaze, and the theme this month, the power to turn the world right side up. Listen, my dear friend, we are in the presence of God. Don't ever forget, as a believer in Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He has promised to be with us to the very end of the age. And as we trust, and as we step out in faith, and that's what obedience is, it is faith in action. We receive all of God's grace and mercies by faith, but listen, my dear friend, as we step out in obedience to God, to the Word of God, that is when we experience the manifestation of God's grace and power, the depth of growing, the experiential side of fellowship with God, worship, learning the voice of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and knowing what it is to be filled with the power of God and how to battle in spiritual warfare, how to win souls. All these things take some time, but listen, it doesn't take a lifetime. We've been saved by the power of God, by the might of God, and God has not only put into us the incredible forgiveness, the freedom and power of a new nature. His presence is inseparable and unbroken. Christ in you, the hope of glory. John's Gospel, chapter 17, Jesus praying to the Father says, that I myself may be in them. So in the 31 days of this devotion, of this word, of this miniature sermon, I pray that we all remember that it's the living presence of Jesus that makes all the difference. In all of our relationship, in all of our obedience, the centrality of it all is Christ, Christ, Christ. May the Lord Jesus bless and strengthen you and minister to your life today. May you be encouraged in every single way. We are on day number 2, and this is entitled Conquering Kingdoms. Conquering Kingdoms. And I couldn't help but to go back to Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to encourage you all month long to read through the book of Hebrews, but focus on chapter 11. Chapter 11 is the inspiring chapter the Spirit of God has penned for us concerning all the great believers of the past, those who believed God, those who trusted, those who listened, heard, believed, and even went out at times not knowing where they were going. They trusted the leadership of God, the power of God, the promises of God. And if you and I are going to do anything in this end of days that we're living in, we're going to need faith. We're going to need to trust God. Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. We read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone that comes to him must believe that he is or exists, and that he's a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. So, my dear brother and sister in Christ, if you and I are eagerly, earnestly seeking the Lord in faith, that is, believing God, standing, Jesus said, ask, you shall receive, seek, you shall find, knock, and the door will be opened. This is about our personal life, but it is also about the advance of the kingdom of God, the destruction of the domain of darkness, the salvation of souls. It is about God's power, signs, wonders, and his incredible ability to bring revival to Christians and revival to churches, to strike regions with great power, saving hundreds of thousands. This is about the laws of engagement. If you don't pray, of course, no answers. If you don't witness, of course, no soul saved. If we do not strengthen ourselves in the Lord and in the Word of God and build ourselves up in our most holy faith, Jude 20, then there will be no development. Christians, we were not called to be weak behind the scenes, living in the shadows. We've been saved by a powerful gospel. We've been given God the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God says greater, megdala, massively greater, is the one inside of you than the one, Satan, in the world. So it's very vital that we understand not only what has been placed in us, but we are in fellowship with the living God. We are temples of the Spirit of the living God. And when I read chapter 11 in Hebrews, I'm reading about what individuals have done great for God. I read in verse 39, when God says in kind of an overarching word about all these great men and women of faith, he says, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. And we read again where the world was not worthy of them. Verse 38, they were commended for their faith. Now, what struck me for today, day number two, is what I read in verse 33. When it says, who through faith conquered kingdoms? Who through faith conquered kingdoms? Going back to the Old Testament, that involved massive political kingdoms, warrior kingdoms. Kingdoms that not only had its governments and kings, but had its demonic worship, demonic manifestation, its demonizing powers in warfare, its gods and goddesses that were bent on the destruction of Israel. They had their weapons. They had their warriors. And Israel had to fight back. So the story in Hebrews 11 is about believers in the Old Testament sense of doing battle. Battle with, yes, political kingdoms that were demonized tribes, that were tribes that sought the destruction and to end Israel. And so the physical battles that are seen in the Old Testament had their foundations built, inspired, and empowered by the demonic side. So they had to rely upon God. They had to fight. There was clearly a domain of darkness. Now listen, believer, you and I have been called out of that domain of darkness, and we've been translated or brought into the basileia, the kingdom of Christ. Take a read in Colossians chapter 1 about that. Let me give you five things today that if you're going to accomplish great things for God, if you're going to, by faith, conquer kingdoms, by faith, do great things for God. By faith, win hundreds to Christ. By faith, exercise the authority of Christ against the demonic. By faith, enter and engage in the area of intercessory prayer, becoming so powerful in prayer that you have great confidence in the answers that God is bringing. After all, has not God said, 1 John chapter 5, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know we have the requests, well, that we've sought, that we've asked. We should be growing in prayer. We should realize that it's the place of massive miracle. Nothing is impossible to the ones that believe, Jesus said. Nothing is impossible to the ones that believe, Jesus said. And if you see around us right now the kingdom of darkness, if you see the kingdom of atheism, the kingdom of Satanism, the kingdom of the New Age counterfeit spiritual movement, if you see the kingdom of Antichrist rising, the kingdom of moral and spiritual decadence all around, if you see the kingdoms of crippling political structures that are opposed to God and opposed to Christ and opposed to the gospel, don't stand in fear. It's okay to evaluate. It's okay to observe. It's okay to know. But you stand in the mighty presence of God. You stand in the vast, unshakable kingdom of God. You stand in an indestructible and indefeatable body, the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. We have the indestructible Christ, the indestructible Word of God, and the indestructible work of God to the very end of the age. Now, Jesus promised not only would he build a church that the gates of hell would not prevail against, but he also said he would be with us to the very end of the age. That all the powers that he promised, all the graces that he promised, his personal interaction would be there to the very end of the age. Now, the problem is most believers, since they have not stepped out into the fray, into the will of God, into the mission of God, have not experienced and are not experienced in the areas of great prayer and soul winning and spiritual warfare and deliverance and seeing the hand of God mightily move. Many believers can't even pray on a daily basis, let alone spend a half hour, let alone be engaged in a local body on a Sunday morning that prays for 30 or 40 minutes with great power. Christians, we are behind the scenes, but that must stop. We must rise. We must look up in the face of the Savior, know the power of the blood that cleanses us, wipe off the battles of the past, and stand and seek the renewal, the strength, and the might of God so that dark, well, that kingdoms may be conquered. Maybe in your own life, areas that you need to get out of your life, rid yourself of. The flesh, too much entanglement with the world. And too many times the devil seeming to outwit us. All of this demonstrates the lack of discipleship, the lack of the knowledge of the Word of God, and therefore the lack of experiencing the victory of Christ and learning how to grow, enjoy, become more powerful, and fight like heaven meant us to fight. So five things today, five things to think about, and I encourage you. Number one, fight the good fight of faith. Fight and stand up and believe God. Decide, choose, resolve. Daniel did this in chapter 1 of Daniel. He resolved, he fixed his heart on not being corrupted and believing God no matter what it took. That's where it all starts. That's the key. The centrality of all that you're going to be, all that you're going to do, is standing resolved in Christ, in faith, knowing and declaring and deciding that you will not be moved or defeated by the world, the flesh, or the devil. That you're not going to give in. You're not going to be a lazy, pacifist Christian. You're going to stand. You're going to fight. And if you've got to fight the world off, the flesh off, and the devil off in the name of Jesus, start now. If you never start, you've already lost. Secondly, train. What do I mean by that? Train. Well, what about getting in training programs that deal with prayer and witness and spiritual warfare? I mean, train yourself. What are we doing watching television so many hours a week? Train yourself. You know, get involved. Put yourself in courses and training courses and with other believers that are experienced and learn and grow and listen. Get committed. Be persistent and train. Get training. Number three, strengthen yourself. Strengthen yourself. Sometimes you got to preach the word of God to yourself. Sometimes you got to stand and declare in about your own life that you're not going to give in, that you're not going to fall again, that you're going to stand in the Lord and preach the word of God to yourself. Come before the Lord. Seek Ephesians chapter 3, that out of God's glorious riches, he will strengthen you in the inner man by the power of the Spirit of God. Ultimate goal, to be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Read the Word of God, it strengthens you. Worship Christ, it strengthens you. Pray with power, it strengthens you. Sing those hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, it strengthens you. What are you doing to strengthen yourself on a daily basis? Don't be weak about it. Don't be passive about it. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty strength. Number four, listen, building skills or ministry skills into your life, it has to begin somewhere. I believe all believers not only been gifts of the Spirit, we'll talk about that later, but we've been given the Spirit of God that and clothed with the Spirit of God that we might be witnesses of Christ. We've been given the Spirit of God and the Spirit of power to worship, to pray, to grow, to understand the Word of God, and to, listen, become a witness for Christ, to pray for the sick, to cast out demonic presence. Take a look at Luke's Gospel chapter 10 and you're going to see very clearly the basic training. Every believer should have the basic training of not only relationship with Jesus and taking the mission from him, but the mission is win souls, pray for the sick, cast out demons. And you're going to see in the book of Acts and even through the ministry of Jesus, you know, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, you know, visit those who are in need. That's the compassion and the love of God. And so building skills mean you got to start somewhere. You got to start with the commitment to prayer, to victory in spiritual warfare, to the great commission God has given all of us to win souls to Christ. If you don't start, you'll never build those ministry abilities. You'll never grow seasoned and experienced. Listen, the Lord Jesus is waiting. The Spirit of God is there. It's a matter of believing and stepping out in faith and watching as Jesus is with you always. The Spirit of God is operating and teaching you. I don't care if you don't do it well the first time. Do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. You will grow. And the Spirit of God will make you very able. That's what Jesus was talking about in John's Gospel 15. You've been chosen to bear fruit, and fruit that will last, much fruit, more and more. Once you say, I'm going to fight, once you say you're going to get training, once you say you're going to strengthen yourself in the Lord, once you realize that you can step out and build those ministry skills. Let me tell you something. Step into the ring of battle in these last days. With God on your side, listen, if God is for you, who can be against you? Can it be a battle sometime? Yes, but fear is what throws so many believers into the background, unable to grow, unable to bear fruit, unable to make any kind of difference. Jesus said you and I as believers would be light, the light of the world. That involves being the cutting edge out there, knowing what the enemy's doing, knowing what's coming down the pike. So what? Knowing that the demonic Goliath is screaming and blaspheming God in Christ and stealing souls and taking them to hell, then stand defiant against darkness. Rise up, O dear believer, and today, this second day, take in the Word of God and learn to fight, learn to train, learn to build and be built up, strengthened in the Lord. Learn to build in by practice again and again and again those ministry skills of powerful prayer, powerful soul winning, powerful spiritual warfare, deliverance, healing, helping others, compassionate, resisting the devil that he would flee from you. As you step into the ring, fortified with the grace of God and the pledge that he will never, never, never leave or forsake you, backed by all of God's grace, presence, power, how could any one of us stand on the sidelines? God's grace, might, and love be with you today. May the Spirit of God energize us to burn in the Spirit for the Lord Jesus Christ, conquering kingdoms by faith. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. 31 days ablaze, my friend.